tempted and tried. Deep down inside, I can't deny that I'm tempted. Tempted and tried. Deep down inside, I can't deny that I'm tempted. I'm tempted. I'm tempted. I'm tempted.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WR Great Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In dueling rallies last night before New Hampshire's polls opened, the last two Republicans vying for the presidential nomination accused each other of being unelectable.
If you want a losing candidate who puts America last, vote for Nikki Haley.
We can't be a country in disarray and have a world on fire and go through four more years of chaos because we won't survive it.
The six registered voters in Dixville Notch assembled just after midnight to cast their ballots, first of the first, all six voting Haley. On a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court ruled federal agents can remove razor wire fencing Texas put up in the Rio Grande to keep migrants out. Texas planning to keep the razor wire in place. That was quick. Hours after 29,000 faculty members in the California State University system went on strike, their union announced a tentative agreement declaring it makes major gains for the faculty members. This is ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, it's 2024 and time to get a new vehicle for the new year. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know where 2023 went, but 2024 is here, and now's the time to get yourself a nice new or used vehicle to go on vacation, to go to grandma's house. So we've got a great selection of new cars. We've got new Broncos in stock. We've got new pickups in stock. And we've got a great selection of used cars, factory program cars. We've got Edges, Explorers in stock. So come and see us, folks. Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mixed. February up 7 to 1586, March up 2 to 1611, April down 7 to 1673, May down 6 at 1741. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 146 and 3 quarters, 40-pound blocks up 5.5 to 150. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 254.5, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 117.5, no trades. Dry whey steady at 42 and 3 quarters. No trade on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher on the day. Now, stronger boxed beef prices are encouraging packers to be a bit more aggressive, and that did help to support many of the live and feeder cattle contracts, at least on the deferred side. But some profit-taking pressured the nearby's hog markets. due to some of the lean hog indexes moving higher on the cash side, helping to support many of the hog contracts. February live cattle down 60 cents to 173.77. January feeder cattle down 27 cents to 229.82. February hogs up 17 cents to 70.92. Meanwhile, corn markets moved mostly higher as the trade works to ease oversold conditions. There was really little other fresh news to drive the market. Soybeans mostly higher. Some short-term dryness in the southern growing areas of South America helped to support some of the prices. Wheat markets also following the rest of the grain complex higher. A lot of consolidation type of trade at the lower end of the trading range. But there was a late week rebound of the dollar and euro, and that did limit the upside to start the week. March corn up a quarter to 445 and three quarters. New crop up a quarter to 476 and a quarter. March beans up 11 to 1224 and a quarter. New crop up six and a quarter to 1197 and a half. Chicago wheat March up three and a quarter to 596 and a half. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 376, February 379, March 382, new crop 421. Cash beans 1129, February 1134, March 1139, new crop 1113. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 403 and three quarters, February 406 and three quarters, March 409 and three quarters, new crop 421 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 413, February 411, March 408, new crop 416. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 380, February 385, March 390, new crop 411. Cash beans 1144, February 1147, March 1150, new crop 1122. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 391, new crop 421. Cash beans 1139, new crop at 1112. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 416, April 427, May 432, new crop 426. Cash beans 1172, April 1201, May 1204, new crop 1142. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 385, new crop 421. Cash beans 1146, new crop 1122. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 153 to 178, Holstein fed cattle 125 to 157, market cows 72 to 106, bulls 95 to 115, calves 80 to 680, beef steers 152 to 270, Holstein steers 105 to 200. Sheep markets from Equity, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 80 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does 80 and down, bucks 75 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be a cloudy one today with a few scattered off and on light snow showers this morning. Our high today 34 with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight cloudy 29, tomorrow cloudy with some scattered light rain showers in the afternoon. Our high 36. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
Dirt road, he made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat it right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we sit down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close as we drove down to the lake road. The sun fading that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those times. It gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some said good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the
bottom. I felt the rush of the Rio Grande to Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. I've crisscrossed down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cats? Steamboat Springs, baling hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in
blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them? And she'll never change, don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right, and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud. But you can't be for loving, and I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them boys?
Go ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Love is just a game that everybody plays. And when the game's over, not everybody. Some play the game and lose. Some play the game and win. The winners walk out laughing. The losers cry deal again. Lady, except for the I'm
winners walk out laughing, the losers cry deal again.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers and Love Is Just a Game here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. We have temperatures low to mid 20s this morning, and we're going to have the warmer weather here this week, even some rain possible. We'll have more details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour in our newsmaker segment, we're going to be talking with Thomas Barnett. He had a presentation at the Dairy Strong Conference on some geopolitical issues, some interesting ideas he brought up, and we're going to talk with Thomas about that here coming up during our newsmaker segments. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, or strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The fertilizer demand outlook for this year is calling for strong demand. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Politics and infrastructure, not just here in the U.S., but around the globe, can make a difference in the prices you see for fertilizer. Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, says the good news for farmers in 2024 is fertilizer won't make it as much of a dent in your wallet as it did the past few years.
I think they won't see things quite as crazy as they've been the last 2 years. We've come off of a real interesting volatile market, and some of those extreme prices of the last 2 years have really started to come down, and that actually started in early 2023. We saw the market start to settle a bit. Thankfully, for most ag retailers, that was not a crash landing. It was a bit of a soft landing. But what it did is it created this mentality to really draw down inventory to almost zero. And so as we went into summer fill and as we're getting ready for the fall and spring, people are starting to, you know, rebuild that inventory again. And so it's being done so on that price reset.
Rosenbusch says there are multiple factors in play this year that will impact the supply and transportation of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash.
I think everyone thinks about pre-2019. So we're not going back to pre-2019. I think it's probably appropriate to say that we're headed into a more normal market period. But at the same time, if you look at grain stock-to-use ratio on a global scale, driven by a lot of factors, including, you know, the continued war in Ukraine, there's going to be high demand. So we are expecting for strong demand to continue both in the fall. I mean, I've talked to some fertilizer companies that said they've had one of their best fall applications they've ever had. And I think that will continue in the spring. So with strong demand, that means prices will continue to be strong, but they're not going to be crazy.
One of the key things that the Fertilizer Institute is looking for in the Farm Bill is tools to help with market volatility. The U.S. imports 93% of its potash, and the fertilizer industry wants to strengthen domestic supply so it's not relying so much on imports.
how can we strengthen domestic supply? And that doesn't necessarily exclude imports, because that would include some tools for imports too. But phosphate and potash are minerals that are in the earth. And so it's kind of where God put them. And we don't have the same abundance that other countries do. However, we're also not getting access to those minerals that we do have, largely because of permitting issues. So we've asked to be included in the Farm Bill designation of potash and phosphate as a critical mineral. And what that'll do is help a company better mine and process those minerals for farmers to use.
Corey Rosenbusch, the president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing two trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be a cloudy one today with a few scattered off and on light snow showers this morning. Our high today, 34, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, cloudy with some scattered light rain showers in the afternoon. Our high, 36. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I think I'll take a moment to celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years. Watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years.
Hey.
and all your glory. I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end, you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian White and So Much for Pretending here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures low to mid-20s across the region. Wisconsin Holstein Association announced its 2023 Distinguished Breeder and Service Award winners. Those being recognized include Mike and Marcy McCullough of Rockin' Hill Holsteins as Distinguished Holstein Breeder, Tony and Jacob Bray as Distinguished Young Holstein Breeder, David Sarbacker as the Holstein Horizon Award winner, and Jim Ricker as the Marlowe Nelson Distinguished Service Award winner. All of those individuals will be honored at the 2024 Wisconsin Holstein Convention Banquet, that to be held on February 24th in New Glarus. Congratulations to all those folks. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. A record-breaking crowd was on hand last week in Austin, Texas for the National Potato Council's Potato Expo, kicking off the 2024 planning and growing season with lots of news to discuss. I'll have more details when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Tubers, taters, spuds, whatever you want to call potatoes, they were the center of attention last week at the 16th Potato Expo hosted by the National Potato Council in Austin, Texas. The event this year drew more than 2,000 attendees from across the United States and 18 foreign countries, beating the prior attendance record set in Las Vegas back in 2020.
R.J. Andrus, president of the National Potato Council and an Idaho Falls, Idaho area potato grower, said this year's show featured double the number of educational and business-oriented sessions. Many of those sessions focused on the industry's public policy and advocacy efforts, which are ramping up ahead of the expected consideration of the Farm Bill in Congress later this year. On the public policy front, a key issue for U.S. potato growers has been expanding international trade, and Doug McCaleb, the chief ag negotiator with the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, discussed those challenges on stage with NPC CEO Cam Quarles. McCaleb told attendees that the administration is continuing to try and open new markets for potatoes, but cautioned that it will take time, and pointing to the recent success in opening the Mexican market to fresh potatoes, said it's vital to continue building relationships in other countries. But new markets weren't the only hot topic of conversation, as attendees also packed sessions on the use of artificial intelligence in the potato industry. Ron Green, co-founder and CTO of KungFu.ai, led a presentation on the history of AI and its development so far, and how a combination of factors have come together to drive this current wave of enthusiasm. While he was optimistic about how the technology can shape agriculture broadly, he did urge attendees to manage their expectations, saying these tools are not omnipotent or omniscient. The crowd in Austin did more than talk about the business of growing and selling spuds, of course, as the expo also featured a cooking competition with teams vying for the top spud title and an auction to support the Potato Leaf Leadership Program. I'll have more after this.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
In addition to discussing business and policy, attendees at the Potato Expo last week also announced a new leadership program under the Potato Leadership Education and Advancement Foundation. This is called Leadership in the Field, and it's designed to teach growers effective communication skills for the industry. You can learn more at nationalpotatocouncil.org. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The new year is the perfect time to make some positive changes for your body and your health. If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
By one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did need you before.
I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart,
goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou
that
we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away.
I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you couldn't tighten. That's all I need to see for me to say. I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart.
Goodbye heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
goodbye, honey. Way back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way.
Today, one big country star after another. Real Country, 1430.
Hello, nice to see you.
It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing. That darling, how am I doing? Guess I'm doing all right, except I can't sleep and I cry all night till dawn. What I'm trying to say is I love you and I miss you and I'm so sorry that I did you wrong. Look up, darling. Let me kiss you. Just for old time's sake, let me hold you in my arms one more time. Thank you, darling. May God bless you and may each step you take bring you closer
goodbye, darling. Gotta go now. Gotta try to find a way to lose his memory of a love so warm and true. And if you should ever find it in your heart to forgive me, come back, darling, I'll be waiting.
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Julie Lassa, the Wisconsin State Director for USDA's Rural Development, announced Monday USDA will invest $710,000 in renewable energy projects across the state. The projects will include the installation of energy-efficient grain dryers, solar arrays, and irrigation pumps. Progress Auto LLC New Lisbon will use a $243,000 grant to install a small solar electric array. The project's expected to save $21,000 a year and replace 313,000 kilowatt hours per year of energy usage. That's enough energy to power 28 homes. Meanwhile, David Hoffman in Glenwood City will use a $122,000 grant to install a more energy-efficient grain dryer. That project's expected to save $4,300 per year and save 82,000 kilowatt hours. That's about 23% of the farm's energy use per year, which would be enough energy to power seven homes. Representatives of the Minnesota agriculture industry are in Morocco this week to discuss trade opportunities. Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson is leading the delegation of state officials and agriculture leaders on a six-day trip to the African country. The group will tour Moroccan food and agriculture businesses and explore ways to expand Minnesota's exports to that country. Minnesota exported over $13 million in agricultural products to Morocco in 2022. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced a pilot program to allow more cattle producers and meat processors to access better markets through USDA's official beef quality grading and certification. The remote grading pilot for beef, developed by AMS, will match simple technology with robust data management and program oversight to allow USDA graders to assess beef carcass characteristics and assign the official quality grade from a remote location, reducing costs and location as barriers to participate in the voluntary grading service. On average, a beef carcass that grades as USDA Prime is valued at hundreds of dollars more than an ungraded one, Vilsack said. But the costs for voluntary USDA services often prevent smaller-scale processors and the farmers and ranchers they serve from using this valuable marketing tool. Consumers and buyers of sellers of beef rely on USDA quality grades, including Prime, Choice, and Select, to indicate quality. The National Corn Growers Association is deeply disappointed in a decision from the International Trade Commission. The ITC upheld an earlier opinion finding material injury to U.S. fertilizer companies during a time of rising on-farm fertilizer prices that went on to reach record highs. The decision came after the U.S. Court of International Trade asked the Commerce Department and ITC to reconsider decisions they issued on the matter. The idea that major fertilizer conglomerates were materially injured even as they were posting substantially higher profits during the time in question sounds disturbing to me, said NCGA President Harold Wohl. The decision ignores the request from the Court of International Trade and the negative impacts these tariffs continue to have on America's farmers, who are facing higher prices for fertilizers critical to the success of their crops. He said, "We will continue to make a vigorous case for eliminating or lowering these tariffs." U.S. farmers have experienced drought, high rainfall, and other weather events affecting the 2023 corn harvest, making it more critical than ever to analyze mycotoxin. The Altec 2023 U.S. Harvest Analysis has collected and assessed almost 450 new crop samples from across the U.S., and the results show regional variation in mycotoxin risk. Samples showed lower risk in the upper Midwest and higher risk in the East. A combination of drought and untimely rains led to much of the risk. Mycotoxins are produced by certain species of molds and are a concern for livestock producers as they can influence feed quality and substantial animal health and performance. Mycotoxin levels continue to be higher in the East and Midwest U.S. Early harvest conditions and drier conditions in the West helped create the lower risk conditions. The Altec 2023 U.S. Harvest Analysis demonstrate that mycotoxins are an ongoing dynamic issue that livestock producers need to manage. For more information about these solutions, visit nomycotoxins.com. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be a cloudy one today with a few scattered off and on light snow showers this morning. Our high today, 34, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, cloudy with some scattered light rain showers in the afternoon. Our high, 36. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't rock the jukebox. Want to hear some Jones. My heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Yeah, don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
It's an awful weight in a country boy's life. Look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulder, the age in my eyes. Amanda, light of my fate should have made you a gentleman's wife.
Amanda, the light of my life. Fate should have made you a gentleman's wife. It's a measure of people who don't understand the pleasures of life in a hillbilly band. I got my first guitar when I was 14. Well, I finally made 40, still wearing jeans. Light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife. Amanda, light of my life, fate should have made a gentleman's wife.
Latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. Took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on.
If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one. You can see that I agree, it's over. But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you.
Every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn.